131009, we're talking when did the surgery change your life? Yeah, chatting about boobs and breast reductions, but any stories
any story.
We'll take this morning. That's absolutely. Nice. Let's go to the phones, shall we?
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. Thanks for joining us. So, was it yourself who had the surgery that changed your life?
No, it was my husband. He was in need of another kidney, and I donated him one.
Oh, now, isn't that just love right there?
So beautiful.
Well, I couldn't handle sending back on dialysis, and he was getting sicker and sicker by the day, so...
Michelle, question. I mean, obviously, you guys needed to be the same blood type and stuff, yeah? Is that how it works when you get an organ transplant?
Yeah, you have to have all the tests and everything, and I come back 1 out of 6.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. And how long ago was this surgery?
2 years, in November 2017, that was.
And he's doing well now?
Yes, he's amazing. He's back to working and doing long hours, and you wouldn't even know he was sick.
Michelle, one thing I've always wondered with people that have organ transplants or those who actually donate the organ, did you feel any different after the operation? Or did it affect you, your health in any way?
No, it just took me a lot longer to recover than him. But other than that, I don't feel no different at all.
Wow, that's a really sweet story.
Just beautiful, really.
And has he changed in any way? Like, is he, I don't know, like when
more
he
like you?
Yeah. My kids were saying to him, oh, you're just like a roe now.
Oh, great story. Thank
really
you for that, Michelle. Taylor, how are you, brother?
Not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, good, man. Now, I hear that you had a pretty bad relationship and you've gone to some drastic measures. Tell us more.
So when I was 26, what I did is I actually got a vasectomy.
And how did that change your life? Were you just popped, like, were you getting lots of girls pregnant or?
Oh, no, I mean, went through a situation where my ex kind of, you know, took both of my houses, attempted to take my superannuation and a whole bunch of other stuff. And,
yeah.
Yeah, it was a pretty bad time in my life, so I just decided, you know what, I got kids, I'm happy. Going to prevent it from happening again.
Wow.
So you had a child with your ex?
Correct.
All right, okay. And, wow, so a vasectomy. And that's changed your life for the better? You don't want to have kids again, or...?
Yeah, 100%. So it makes the future easier. You know, I know I've got kids, and I don't have to stress about, you know, future relationships trying to take me for all my money or anything like that.
Jeez, that's pretty intense. I mean, have you got a partner now?
Yeah, I do, and she's happy with it. It makes life a lot easier, you know, not having to worry about it, if that makes sense.
Oh, 100%. Hey, Taylor, I'm just curious, like, how did it feel afterwards? The same question before, like, did you feel different, like, sexually?
Kind of. It was, it's hard to explain, but when I went to surgery, they knocked me out, and, like, 30 minutes later, I woke up. And I was out of the hospital almost straight away. Well, not 30 minutes, sorry, a couple of hours. From waking up 30 minutes later, I was out of the hospital. And I don't know, I was just, you know, a bit sore and numb.
Was it painful?
No, not at all. Not even afterwards with the holes in the sides. Like, it was, the surgeon must have done a pretty good job because it was just a bit raw.
And you haven't had any more kids, so surgery did a good job.
I know you definitely don't want to have kids, but does your current partner have kids herself, or does she want kids down the track? Or
she doesn't have any kids, and she doesn't really matter at this stage. Like, she wants to, you know, work on becoming a professional. And,
so, out of curiosity, how old is she?
She is quite a bit younger than me. She's 19.
Yeah, okay. Cool. How old are you?
I'm currently 27.
Oh, that's
would you consider getting your vasectomy reversed?
Well, that's why I actually went through the process, because at the stage when the doctor, when the surgeon sat me down and told me about it, he did explain that, you know, the new process, within seven or 10 years, you can get a reversal and you can potentially, you know, have children.
Oh, well,
after,
that's all right.
After, I think it was like the 10-year or whatever, it's near impossible to have kids. So at least I have like a bit of a time frame too. It's just now I don't have to worry about the mistake of it happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure, now, that's responsible. Now, thanks, Taylor. Thanks for calling the show and sharing that. It's very fascinating. It's something I've been curious about. I mean, it doesn't really matter for me, but it's like, if you know, if it is a problem.
You can get it done. Yeah. You can have it reversed.
I always thought it would be really painful.
You'd think so.
I've had a friend that's had it done. He had a totally different experience to
really?
Taylor. Yeah, he said it was the most painful thing he's ever gone through.
Jeez.
Well, I guess it's like anything, though. Some people have a good experience. Others will have a bad one.
Yeah, true. Mm.